Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Common Sense Radio. Today, we're going to have a guest, but first we're going to read a spot here. If you enjoy sweet-tasting almonds, pecans, and cashews, try our variety of flavors. Variety of flavors of nuts of Covered Wagon Almonds. Covered Wagon Almonds have a variety of flavors, like we said, and they make excellent Christmas, birthday, and client gifts. So contact Covered Wagon Almonds, www.coveredwagonalmonds.com, to place an order today. All right. So we're going to be talking to a precinct chair here, actually an assistant precinct chair in the North Texas area, getting his views on how to get more people involved with getting out the vote with the midterms approaching. And his name is Chuck Gifford, and we're just waiting for him to get on the line here. In the meantime, I hope you're enjoying your summer. I know it's winding down a little bit. We're in the home stretch in baseball terms. But we have another, I think, 5 weeks of summer. So even with it winding down, enjoy every last second you can of it, because it's summer is always fun. So it's good to be back. I hope you all enjoyed that USFL championship game with Birmingham winning in a very close game. They took the lead, and they had the clinching touchdown by who else? Scooby Wright. But it was a great game. First USFL championship game in 37 years, I believe. So good to see the league back. And we're just waiting for our guest up, and I think here he is. Hang on. Hello? Let's see. Hello? Hello there.
Hello.
Chuck Gifford? Hi, Chuck Gifford.
Yes, it is. Hey, how are you doing, Keith?
Hi. All right. Hey, welcome to our...
I'm on speakerphone. Yeah. Is that okay? Yeah, okay.
That's perfectly fine. Yes, that's perfectly fine. I just wanted to welcome you to our show, and first let me introduce you to the audience here. Chuck started out as an assistant precinct chair, helping the precinct chair and his precinct get started in organizing a victory team, which he'll discuss a little bit later. And he's also the unofficial head of the Savannah Sentinels. Now, Savannah is a community in North Texas, Denton County. So we just wanted to give you a little intro and background on Chuck. And we'll go with our first question, unless Chuck has something he wants to add to that.
Nope, that's fine. Let's get going.
Okay. Well, number one, Chuck, what got you motivated to volunteer in local politics?
Frustration and fear. Totally frustrated with what I was seeing on television, politics, the things that are going on in Washington, D.C., and felt that there is a need to do something. I felt I had to get involved in some way. And so I went to a meeting, learned, met the precinct chair here in Savannah, and decided that I'd get involved, volunteered to help. And so that was the beginning. That was about 4 years ago. Up till then, I was not a good citizen. I was not involved. And I felt that I had to, so I got involved.
Now, this is just kind of an offside comment here, but do you think you guys have been successful so far in the last 3-4 years since you started this group or this club?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Savannah Sentinels, which is a conservative organization here in Savannah, is probably the most powerful political organization in Savannah at the present time. Over the last 4 years, we've totally modified the board. It used to be 100% liberal. Now it's 100% conservative. And we've also gotten involved in the water district elections and in the school board elections here in the county, and gotten some people involved, or gotten people into office. So we're making changes in many of the local political scenes, and looking forward to partnering with others and making a big difference at the state and national level as well.
Interesting. Well, good. So it sounds like you guys started from scratch a few years ago, and then you've slowly been expanding and expanding your scope of influence in the area.
Absolutely, yes. Yep. Started with a very weak team and built it into currently we have an email list of about 300 conservatives here in Savannah that we reach out to on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Transition. So let's say that you're someone like yourself a few years ago before the Sentinels was started. Someone who wanted to volunteer but didn't know how to get started. What advice or practical advice would you give to someone like that in terms of how to get started, who to speak to, where to go, and what to do about this?
Well, I think the first place to go to is the Denton GOP. They're the ones that organize the precinct level efforts. And so, they're kind of the people in charge here at the local level. And so go to DentonGOP.org, and their phone number will be there. Give them a call and just tell them, hey, you want to get involved. They'll know who you are and where you are, and they'll connect you with the right people. Here in Savannah, of course, you can find our Facebook site and connect with the Savannah Sentinels. In Little Elm, there's conservatives in Little Elm. Give me a call, 248-321-5260. I'll repeat that, 248-321-5260. No matter where you are, I'll try and get you connected with the right people that can help you get involved.
So, in other words, if you're someone just starting out, you want to contact both the county GOP as well as your local precinct chair.
Right. You probably won't know the name of your local precinct chair, so you can go through the county GOP to get their name, phone number, address. In fact, they're published on their site, so you can actually look them up there, or you can talk to someone over in the office and they'll get you connected.
Okay, so good. So the county, like for example, the Denton County GOP would be your starting point.
Correct.
Okay. Now,
unless you know the precinct chair's name.
Right, right. Yeah, ahead of time. But now let's look at the other side, which is the precinct chair. Now, what practical advice would you give a precinct chair, either who's just starting out or a precinct chair who's maybe they've been in it for a while, but they've been unable to build a victory team or a team around them?
Well, the precinct, the role of many people don't know what the role of precinct chair is. And basically the responsibility of the precinct chair is to connect with the conservative voters in the precinct to, get their contact information, keep in touch with them, and then during election periods, get them out to vote so that we're getting the right people elected to office. And so there are training programs for precinct chairs. So again, Denton County GOP hosts those trainings. The State Republican Party also has a manual, Precinct Chair Handbook, which you should get your hands on. And that will give you some broad outlines of of what a precinct chair does. But then the training, and again, contact the county GOP, and they will let you know when those trainings go on and you can participate in them. But the first priority for a precinct chair is to build their team. You mentioned the victory team. That's kind of the terminology that they use. And what it is a group of people in your precinct that will help you accomplish what you need to accomplish. Basically, you're going to need to reach out to all of the households in the community, figure out which ones are conservative and which ones are not, and prepare, build a list of conservatives and stay in touch with them and to make sure that they're kept informed on what's going on, and also make sure that during elections you urge them to get out and vote. So, you know, that ultimately is your goal. You're probably going to need ultimately 10 or 20 people on your victory team. But to start out, if you can find 4 or 5, that's what you need to really get going. So in thinking through that process of how do you find those people, the first thing you want to do is think about who you know, who are your friends that are strong conservatives that might be willing to get on your team and support you. So you want to call those people and ask for their help. You got to ask for help. You can't do this all by yourself, okay? Your precinct is going to be somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 homes. You can't reach out to all those people on your own. So you got to be on the team. And so first thing to ask is, who do you know? And then who else knows people in your precinct that might be active? So the prior precinct chair, the GOP, county GOP might have some names for you. The various Republican clubs might have some names, and they're listed on the Denton GOP site. You have, as a precinct chair, an area leader that can help you out. You can go to candidates for local offices who run campaigns, and they will have a team that helped them get elected. So you can you can work with those people. Denton County GOP provides a list, or can provide you a list, of Republican primary voters in your precinct. So that's a list of everyone who votes during the primaries, and with their names and addresses. And then you have to go out and canvass those people. That's why you need a team of people to do that. And when you talk to them, you confirm their conservatism. You get contact information so you can get back in touch with them. And you ask them for their help. See what they're willing to do to help. So that is your number one priority as a precinct chair. Need to get out and start building that team from day one and stay focused on that until you have at least 4 or 5 members, and then continue to build from there. So that's kind of the big priority. That's what you really need to get done, and a lot of people out there to help you. So don't try to do it on yourself, all yourself. Reach out to the county and other precinct chairs. You'll be assigned an area leader by the county, and that person, you can call that person to ask for their help and assistance and so on. So a lot of people have done this in the past. You need to reach out and use their experience and advice to get it done as quickly as possible.
So don't try to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, it's something that's been done many times by many different people, not all effectively, okay? So you have to find the people that kind of really know what they're doing and can help you out, or willing to help you out to help you get it done. There are three critical or two critical websites, the DentonGOP.org, which I mentioned, which is going to be a source of a lot of information for you, but also votedenton.gov, which is the County Elections Administration, and they can give you data for your precinct and can also provide maps of your precinct, detailed street maps that you can use to help identify where people live and get out and make those contacts.
So obviously there's a lot of information as far as getting started, a lot of resources, and it sounds to me as if I was in a group called, you might have heard of it, the Knights of Columbus, where they have a retention committee for membership and retention. So it sounds like there's a lot of that involved with that, a lot of membership retention as you're building the club, building the group.
Right. So you build your victory team, then you make contact with Canvas, your entire community, to make contact with those people who are conservative. You build a database. You start with that that list of primary voters you get from the county, but you continuously add to that the names of new people that you discover that are out there, new folks that have moved into the area, et cetera, and you add them to that database. And that database contains their names, their addresses, their phone numbers. You have to ask them for their phone numbers, and also their email, so you can keep in touch with them, because you're going to need to, keep them informed as to what's going on, let them know about your successes, let them know about the kind of help you need, eventually then to go back out prior to the election to contact those people and urge them to get out and vote. So there's a lot of work involved. If you build a strong enough team and a big enough team, you can control how much effort you have to put into it personally. So precinct chairs are the most important people in the Republican Party. It starts at the ground level. Those are the people that really determine how many people go to the polls and therefore whether or not we win elections. And it's people like them across the country that determine a national election. And, of course, we also determine the outcomes of local elections, county elections, state elections. It all starts with the precinct chairs. They are, as I said, I think the most important people in the Republican Party.
That's a great point. Now we're going to take a very short break here. When we come back, I got one final question for you. So stay there, Charlie.
Okay.
All right. Now, audience, if you enjoy sweet-tasting almonds, pecans, and cashews, try our variety of flavored nuts at Covered Wagon Almonds. Covered Wagon Almonds also make excellent Christmas and birthday gifts as well as client gifts. Contact www.coveredwagonalmonds.com to place an order today. Okay, we're back. We're back here with Chuck. So Chuck was explaining to us the importance of building a victory team for a precinct chair, particularly a precinct chair just starting out. So we're going to ask him one final question, and that is, how important is it, Chuck, that good people get involved?
Well, it's absolutely critical. As I said, precinct chairs are the most important people in the Republican Party, and they are the most important people because they reach out to the grassroots, to the individual voters that collectively determine elections. So, bottom line is it's those grassroots people that get involved or don't get involved that determine the outcome of the elections. And frankly, you know, at this point in time, our nation is in serious trouble. We have, unfortunately, a party in power that is not interested in preserving and improving the nation, but is rather trying to tear it apart. And they're able to do that. They're being successful. They're being wildly successful. And that's because, and they're only 20% of the population or so. And they're being successful because the other 80% is letting them do whatever they want to do. So it's up to us to get out there, get involved, do what little bit we can do. I mean, it's a huge, huge task, but one person can't do it all. So you need to pick an area to get involved and get out there and get involved. Many people think that our fate will be decided in Washington, D.C. That's not true. Whether or not we become a socialist country and whether or not we lose our freedoms is going to be determined by us. You know, if we sit here and let them do whatever it is that they want to do, they'll take this country down. And if we get involved, we fight back. Starting here at the local level and then working with others up to the county and state and national levels, we can turn this thing around. But if we just sit there and watch it happen and think that standing in the living room screaming at the TV is going to do any good, that's wrong. You have to get up. You have to get involved. And you have to help in some way, even if it's an hour or two a week or an hour or two a month. You have to get involved to fight back against what's going on.
And then looks like there's...
My humble opinion.
Your humble opinion. Okay. Well, yeah, it looks like you have... There's 89 days until Election Day, and that's not even including early voting, which is going to be... But at least 2 weeks before that. So that's 75 days, at least 75 days until voting actually starts in the state of Texas.
Well, our county chair, Brent Hagenboom, has put out a plan to win this election. And it calls for this month, the month of August, building your victory team. We have to have those people in place so that in September, we can reach out to all of the people in our precincts, determine whether they're going to be voting conservatively. And then in October, we need to recontact all of those people and make sure that they get to the polls. So it's a three-step process, and right now is the critical time in terms of building those teams of people that are going to get out there and do the work that's required to win an election. So it's absolutely, back to the primary question, how important is it? It's life or death at this point. We really have to get people involved to make sure that we win this election. If we, the Democrats win this election, it could be all over. And if we are able to stave them off, retake the House, and maybe at least maintain a balance in the Senate, or hopefully even take control of the Senate. If we can do that, then we're in great shape to, in 24, get the right guy elected, and between now and 24, to keep the Democrats from doing the things that will literally destroy the country. So,
and like we mentioned, the go ahead. Yeah, no question. We mentioned there was 89 days before early voting, before Election Day, and it looks like there is just about 800 days until the election in 24. So roughly 800 days until the presidential election. So two big dates coming up.
Yeah, we have to focus on this one, but everything we do to win this one will put us in better shape to win the next one. So, stay focused right now on election this fall, but understand that we're building strength so that we'll be in better shape for the 2024 election, which is absolutely a must. I mean, we can't fail on that one.
Right, exactly. Well, Chuck, we appreciate your time today, and good luck with your activities there in Savannah, Texas, as you build your or continue to build your victory team and win more elections for the Republican Party there. Thank you for your time, and we hope to talk to you before the midterms again.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to be here, Keith, and look forward to working with you again.
Thank you for your time. You have a good rest of your day, Chuck.
You too. Bye-bye.
That was our guest, Chuck Gifford. As we said, he is the an assistant precinct chair in Denton County. It's a county in North Texas. So if you are interested in getting more involved with the upcoming election and beyond, as we discussed, the 24 election is about 800 days away. Definitely reach out to your local county GOP. As you can see, what's happening in the news with the with the government, and then you have the problems at the border. We're in a recession. The country's in a recession right now. It's very important to get involved and make sure we make the right decisions as voters. We put the right people in to fix these problems, both in November and going forward in 2 years, 2 years from November in the 24 election. And that starts with, hate to say it, but getting off your butt, getting off your couch, turning your TV off, contacting your local county GOP office, finding out who your precinct chair is. If there is no precinct chair, then might be time to step forward and serve as one. And if you do, there will be a lot of people who you can count on to help you out and get started with that as you build a team to help you get out the vote and to win the elections that we need to win in order to fix the country and bring it back to the constitutional republic that it was founded at. So we wanted to thank you for listening, and everyone have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye. If you enjoy sweet-tasting almonds, pecans, and cashews, try our variety of flavored nuts at Covered Wagon Almonds. Covered Wagon Almonds also make excellent Christmas and birthday gifts as well as client gifts. Contact Covered Wagon Almonds at www.coveredwagonalmonds.com today to place an order.